Hello, everybody. You are watching America First Afternoon Edition. It is Thursday. We are getting ready to watch the University of Houston Prove Me Wrong event with Charlie Kirk, which I think is the unofficial final stop in his culture war campus tour. We've got, it appears to be, two live streams up of the event. This one is being filmed by a femoid. She seems to be having some technical problems. But in case this one goes down, we also have this backup stream on Periscope. So we've got options. So, of course, we covered last night the event at North Carolina State University, which didn't exactly go according to our plans. But hopefully we'll have hopefully we will have a chance tonight, or this afternoon, rather. You can see some of the questions on that iPhone. I see the USS Liberty's on there. I don't know if that's a great idea, but you can tell that the Groypers are here. They're representing. I hear, and what the girl on the ground says in this stream is that everybody who is present here is a Groyper, and it looks like they've got two dozen people, perhaps, something like that. So potentially over 20 Groypers there to confront Charlie Kirk. A lot of potential, so we'll see how it goes. I'll turn on our volume here. We'll see what they're saying on the ground. It seems like our volume's very low here. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. He said it did happen. Israel did do it, but it was a mistake. That's the official.
That's as loud as it goes. I apologize. The audio's no good.
That's a good question, too. Are you aware that unrestricted capitalism that you advocate for has a chance of demoralizing our country?
No, that's a terrible. These questions are terrible. Everything I said not to do. But
thank you for hitting the like button. I appreciate that. If you're sharing the stream, I appreciate that as well. I'm going to try to get really good footage as soon as he emerges, but I don't want to stand up by the front table right now and draw attention to myself.
Okay, so looks like the event was scheduled to start at noon. It is now 1:15. So, again, apologies for the sniffling. Hey, thank you for the Nijigini, Remington. Much appreciated. Okay, so, not much going on here.
Dan Charlie Kirk is a political figure. He calls himself a conservative, but doesn't a lot of people refute whether or not he is? I don't really care. I'm just trying to live.
Low IQ folks.
Because I just want to see, because it's happening.
Don't vote for the music for Dover.
He's doing a thing where he asks people to prove him wrong or something. I guess to prove him wrong, I guess argue his political opinions. I don't
know.
Somebody mentioned it on Twitter, and I was like,
we can
okay.
Wait. We'll wait and see what happens. In the meantime, I just want to show you what's been going on. Honestly, I'm just so pissed this week. People are just so pathetic and sad. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I was just on the timeline going off. Had to go off on CJ Pearson. This guy was defending me earlier this week.
Oh, which side of the spectrum?
Left, right, middle.
Let me see if I can find the tweet. He might have deleted it where he's
awesome.
Defending
I'm
me.
I'm always hoping for absolute chaos. Pretty much always.
You've seen the Batman movie.
Yeah. No, well, but the only way that you can reforest is by letting the forest burn down.
So this was 2 days ago. He says so-called conservatives labeling Nick Fuentes a Nazi just because they disagree with him or his tactics are no better than leftists. Debate his ideas. Don't defame them. This is a completely uncontroversial thing to say. People are saying mute femoid. I'll put on the Bane music as our ambient noise. So, anyway, tweets, yeah, so-called, they're labeling him a Nazi just because they disagree with him. That's no better than leftists. Debate his ideas, don't defame them. Completely uncontroversial thing to say. Calling me a Nazi is not true. And they are just saying that because they disagree. They are just saying that because they either don't like the tone of my show or they don't like the substance of what I say about immigration or whatever. But, I mean, I'm obviously not a National Socialist And they are using this tactic to smear me, to shut me down, to delegitimize what I have to say, discredit me. So he says, you know, don't do that. That's what leftists do, which is true. Debate his ideas. Don't defame them. Today, CJ changes his tune a little bit. He says, my tweet regarding Nick Fuentes inappropriately minimized the anti-Semitic comments he's made in the past in the process of making a broader point. I want to make clear that not only do I not share those views, I disavow them. Wow, what a brave, what a real hero. I apologize for being unclear, and we'll learn from this. And of course, what was my retort? I said, oh, first this guy defends me. Oh, look who it is. First this guy defends me, and now he throws me under the bus under false pretenses. Back and forth, constantly, without any real conviction. You are learning, all right. You're becoming the next generation of phony, sanctimonious gatekeepers. I hope you enjoy the choices you've made. And then I said, I'm free thinking over here. If you're going to throw me under the bus for being inappropriate, which, by the way, is very unnatural for an adolescent male to talk like this, then don't come out like you're on my side to begin with. That's not Zoomer energy. It's very cringe, bro. Let's see. How are we doing on stream? Looks like they are preparing to begin. But it doesn't look like he's out just yet. So, in any case, point being, this whole week, these fucking fence-sitters and alt-light tone policers like CJ, like Michael Cernovich, like Jack Posobiec, they'll come out with this very tepid defense. You know, they will come as close as possible to actually defending me without actually saying anything meaningful. Oh, you're just smearing him as a Nazi. Like, yeah, that's true, I guess. It would have been nice if he had just left it at that, but that's not really defending me. That's not really doing much. Right, so they want to be half in and half out. They want to have 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Well, I don't, he's saying something interesting, but I, of course, worship Israel. But I, of course, worship to my paymasters. I, of course, am a puppet on strings. And so I've been dealing with this all week. People like Cernovich, Posobiec, CJ, they throw me a little bone here. Or they say, oh yeah, like, oh, you shouldn't be attacked, whatever. And then they go and they do shit like this. And he calls me an anti-Semite, which is not true. And he says he inappropriately minimized my comments. Nowhere in this did he minimize my comments, did he? He said, oh, yeah, smearing someone as a Nazi is a leftist tactic. How does that minimizing comments I've made beyond the fact that they're not anti-Semitic, you know? So this is all just sterilized corporate bullshit. You know, I wonder, he probably went back and talked to his advisors, I'm sure he's probably figuring out how to respond to my tweet today, where I call him out for it. He's talking to, you know, some adults or consultants. What should I say? What's going to be the thing that's going to keep followers? How can I appease the ZOA? It's just gross. I don't know why you'd want to be like this. You're a Zoomer. You're supposed to be young, energetic, free-thinking, and shackled. It's shackled thinking. So I saw that. Pissed me off. And then I saw the same thing, by the way, with Jack Posobiec today. Then Jack Posobiec did the same thing. He was kind of tweeting in support of me. He said, you know, after Ben Shapiro's Stanford speech, it's going to take me a while to find it because this was like last week. It was exactly a week ago. But he said something like, oh, like people that were never Trumpers shouldn't try to gatekeep and define what is MAGA in America first. Then, I guess on this podcast, he lumps me in with Richard Spencer, which I said, of course, is rich because everybody knows that he's more radical than Richard Spencer. You know, there are text messages that Spencer released where he's talking about Harold Covington. Anybody know who Harold Covington is? Jack Posobiec was and by the way, it's so funny because Posobiec was so giddy, and you could go back and find the screenshots of the text messages. He's texting Richard Spencer saying, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big fan. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And Richard Spencer's like, yeah, like, whatever. You know, not like I like Spencer, but it's just funny that Jack Posobiec's trying to pass it off like, oh, like, I'm the true conservative. I'm the real, you know, new right or whatever. And Nick Fuentes is just like Spencer. It's like, I wasn't the guy giddily texting Spencer. And I wasn't texting about Harold Covington either. And he was also tweeting about the meme number. We know the meme number. It's something close to 1,500. He was tweeting that on Twitter years ago. So this is ass covering time. Because Posobiec knows that he was with Spencer. He was in rallies with him. He was in pictures with him. He knows that he texted him. He texted him about things far more radical than Spencer. And he was using the gamer number. and now he wants to pretend, Nick Fuentes is all right. Nick Fuentes is, Richard Spencer. It's just shameful. It is disgraceful. It's shameful. It's cowardly. It's disgraceful. These people are fucking scum. I mean, I just hope that that's coming across. It's not even, it is kind of personal now. Obviously, it's about ideology on some level that these people are participating in the destruction of the country through demographic change and the destruction of the family and so on. But beyond that, I mean, these people are just morally bankrupt. They are personally morally bankrupt. And the two go hand in hand. It's the fruit from the poisonous tree. Bad fruit from a bad tree. You get bad anti-America first, America last policies from people that are cowardly like this, from people that are shameful. Let's get a stream check here. We got Kirk. Kirk check. Can I get a Kirk check in chat?
Okay, it doesn't look like he's there yet.
So anyway, I just see this kind of stuff, and this is what makes me more angry than anything. It's worse than the left, because at least the left will attack you head on. At least, somebody like, I shouldn't say that. There's some pretty cowardly people on the left, too. But, at least somebody like a Jared Holt will call you a Nazi to your face. At least somebody like a Jared Holt is not going to pretend to be your friend and pretend to stick up for you. His job is to just hurt you. And that's not to say, that's a good thing. It is to say that there is some virtue in, I don't know, the straightforwardness of it. That he's not trying to be a turncoat. He's not trying to play both sides. He's a nasty, Jared Holt's a nasty, he's a terrible person in his own way. But at least he's got the, I don't even know what you'd call it, the consistency to attack you consistently to your face and so on, as opposed to somebody that's going to pretend to be your friend. CJ texted me today. It's fucking little jagoff. This guy texted me this afternoon. What did he say to me? I'm just so through with these people. So he asked me, he said, tell me about your views. I want to understand them more and better. He says, I agree with your opinions on immigrants, maybe for different reasons, but largely agree on principle. I don't think we should be opening our borders, da-da-da. But the clip's about the cookies. What's the background on that? I said, the cookie clip was a joke I made one time a year ago. I've done 1,000 hours of content and they found one joke. That was the only exchange before he sent this tweet. I want to understand your views better. Can you explain this to me? Yeah, it was like a joke. The next thing I see is him saying, oh, I'm an anti-Semite, and he minimized my comments. He texted me this morning, gotcha. Yeah, I can't really defend that, obviously, and have to address it. What I hope Conservative Inc. realizes is that simply dismissing your concerns about immigrants because of those comments doesn't dismiss that it's a very important issue to the base that needs to be addressed. Yeah, well, fuck you. Don't talk to me anymore. I'm not your friend. Yeah, I'm going to have to disavow that, obviously. Yeah, well, you know what? You're a fucking bitch, dude. You're a fucking bitch. And whoever's in charge has you by the nuts. And I don't even really care at this point. That's what you want to be, fine. But I'm not your friend, and I'll remember this. And you know what? I'll just say this. Yeah, I've made some nasty jokes. These people have done a lot worse. I'll just leave it at that. I've heard some things recently. This was a big mistake for him. It was a big mistake for him to say that to me. Let's just say in light of recent events. I'll just put it that way. I've said some things that are a little edgy, sure. But, deep down, I've never done anything bad, right? Mine were words. That's how the saying goes, right? That's what Trump said. So, these people don't know who they're fucking with. They think I'm some shithead because of my presentation. They don't know who they're messing with. I'm smarter than all these people put together, obviously, as recent events can show. So, he made a big mistake going against him. That's okay. He'll learn. But let's see. Can we get a Kirk check in chat? Let's see how we're doing on this stream. He's still not there. And the same with Jack Posobiec. I saw Jack Posobiec at CPAC. I was with Faith Goldie. And this guy looks me in the eye. And he's pretending like I'm a friend and part of the conversation and so on. And then he pulls stuff like this. Shameful. Cowardly. Disgraceful. And everybody, you know what's so amazing too? Everybody in D.C. tells me what a great guy he is. Everybody in D.C. tells me what a stand-up guy he is. They say, yeah, he's a little cucked on the issues, but he's a real stand-up guy. And for the longest time, I would say, no, he's not. That guy's not a stand-up guy. We all know who he is. We've seen the pictures with Spencer. We've seen the texts. We saw the gamer number on his Twitter. Then he takes the honeymoon to Israel. And now he's retweeting the rabbis, and he's disavowing everybody. Well, I said he's not a good guy, and people would say, no, but he's really, he's Catholic. He's all this. He's whatever. I hope people see now what he's really about. People see stuff like this, and they're disappointed. You know, they're disappointed that nobody seems to be the real deal. I saw it. I saw it from day one. I've been around for a few years now, you know, so I've seen people. I see what they're up to. I see what they're about. I'm always right. I'm always right, you know, and I'll never, I would say, discard somebody for no reason, right? I mean, if people want to be friendly with me and they don't attack me, I'll ally with anybody. You know, we need friends. We need support. Even if I don't love your views, even if I hate your views, even if I hate what you do in your life, if you treat me with dignity and respect and you're honest, then I think that's what matters, right? But not this kind of stuff, right? Obviously. And I know who's who. I know who is who and what they're about. But, you know, they're taking a big gamble. Their gamble is that this system will continue. And people like me won't matter. And so if they fuck with me, if they disrespect me, then it's no skin off their nose because they think that I won't be around for a long time. Or if that I am, that I won't be influential, that I can't, I won't be a liability if I was hostile to them. Well, that's a gamble. And there are odds that I won't be anybody. There are odds that I will be deplatformed and I'll be irrelevant and I'll remain on the outside forever, but there's a good chance I won't be, too. There's a good chance that that won't be the case. You know, it's a gamble. It's a gamble. People make their choice, they make their wager, they have to live with the consequences. That's all right. I made my choices, they've made theirs. I can live with mine. But let's see, we'll get a Kirk check in chat. So it looks like he's still not out, huh? Very late. I'm never this late. This guy's an hour and a half late. Oh, we've got somebody in chat who says, Nick, you effing fag! Why do you block people who disagree with you slightly, coward manlet? Yeah. I could tell you're really not mad, bro. That, wow, you really owned me with that one. That was definitely not a self-owned. Let's see. Slick Willie says, those who aren't with us, Nick Fuentes, will regret it. We are many. It's true. They will regret. The Groypers tell me, have we started the fire? Yes. The fire rises. You know, it's true. It's true. We're legit. We're the real deal. We're authentic. We're not bought and paid for. We're the Groyper Army. Can't fuck with us. We have Groypers all over the country. Dozens of them at every event. We don't have to pay for fake followers. People are terrible. Very bad people. Let's go in. I want to watch the podcast. I want to see, because Michael Malice I don't have a big problem with, but let's hear what they have to say, because I didn't listen to it yet. Let's see. We've got 10:45 is when it happens.
Why don't you put it from your point of view?
Well, from my point of view, I think...
And just recap what happened.
I think Ben and more so Charlie Kirk right now are involved in this dispute between themselves and...
First of all, why does he dress like he's 15? Does this shirt say bacon? Does this shirt say bacon? Bacon strips or something? Why is he dressing... This is how my friends used to dress when we were on the radio, when we did radio together in high school. So it's like, dude, you're losing your hair. You're in your 30s. You know, you need to not dress like you're in high school, like you're a teenager. Anyway.
Nick Fuentes and a group of people that refer to themselves as the dissident right. But Ben and Charlie have kind of pointed out that you guys are just sort of the alt-right under it with better
sure.
optics, right? You know, you're like the alt-right 2.0. So that, you know, the original alt-right being sort of the Richard Spencer crew. Then Nick Fuentes and these guys, you know, okay, you call yourselves dissident, right? But you're basically the same people. You know, Nick actually was at Charlottesville. And so you're just using different tactics. So you're still kind of the same people. But then when Ben was delivering a speech So what they've been doing is they've been coming to Turning Point USA events, and then Ben was giving a speech, I guess, at a YAF event, but, you know, these college speeches around the country, and they've been trolling, they've been asking, in some cases, kind of more serious questions about immigration policy, and in other cases, just very trolly questions about, you know, whatever meme they just saw on 4chan or something.
And can't even say it. Can't even say it. Can't even say Israel. Cannot even say liberty. Can't say it. Rabbis would get mad.
Ben gives this speech, sort of just throwing
asking
it back.
Questions about immigration. We're asking questions about other things, too. Trolly things. What trolly things, bro? It's not trolling to ask about foreign aid. Okay, still no Kirk, huh? Very late.
Going them saying, you're all still the alt-right. You know, nothing has really changed. You're just changing your tactics. You're still the same people. But then he threw the new right in with all of that. And he said, and some of these people call themselves the new right, and they're really just the alt-right who are trying to pretend that they're not. And that's what I specifically pushed back. I don't disagree with Ben on largely on everything else he was saying. But that specific use of the new right label.
What a fucking scumbag, dude. What a fucking scum-sucking rat you are, bro. Look at what's happening to Poland. Does anybody remember what happened to Poland this year? It's kind of a big story. This guy's Polish, proud of his heritage, Catholic. What a shameful man this guy is. That's okay. I don't have to answer for it.
Thought was completely incorrect. And it was hilarious because even when I was saying that last night, it hadn't even dawned on me. I said, wait a minute, I'm going to Malice tomorrow. He wrote the whole book about this. And it was clear to me that Ben and, you know, whoever he worked with to help him on that speech, he just hasn't done the research on this. He hasn't done the reading. He hasn't done the understanding. And or, you know, to the extent that he has looked into it, he's realized that these are people in like the broader MAGA movement, the broader new right, that he wants to fence out,
right,
that he wants to be the gatekeeper of and push them to the side and say, well, you're not, you know, you're not true conservatives. You're not real conservatives. Not like me. You know, people have been around. People supported the Iraq War. We are real conservatives. David French and Jonah Goldberg and Bill Kristol.
Let's rewind. Let's rewind the tape,
That's what I think was trying to have the dissonant right. But you're basically the same people. You know, Nick actually was at Charlottesville.
What was that?
And so you're just using different tactics. So you're still kind of the same people. But then and Ben was delivering a speech. So what they've been doing is they've been coming to Turning Point USA events, and then Ben was giving a speech, I guess, at a YAF event, but, you know, these college speeches around the country, and they've been trolling, they've been asking, in some cases, kind of more serious questions about immigration policy, and in other cases, just very trolly questions about, you know, whatever meme they just saw on 4chan or something. And Ben gives this speech, sort of just throwing it back on them, saying, you're all still the alt-right. You know, nothing has really changed. You're just changing your tactics. You're still the same people. But then he threw the new right in with all of
that.
What
does this mean? What does
and
this mean,
he said,
Jack?
And some of these people.
Hey, Jack, what does this mean? Why did you tweet this number so many times? New York Times, page 1488. Military leaders endorse Trump. I just tried. If you make a video, it's 14 minutes and 88 seconds long. It won't get blocked. Really? I never heard that before. Pro tip. For every 14 days, spend 88 hours outside at least. It's amazing for your body and spirit. Oh, really? Prediction, Hillary will noticeably cough at least 14 times throughout the entire 88-minute debate. Why did you tweet that number so many times, Jack? Was that Photoshop too? By the way, when this picture got published, he said that it was Photoshopped. This is Photoshopped, right? When they were at the rally in D.C., that was Photoshopped. This picture is Photoshopped, right? And I guess all these tweets are Photoshopped, too. I guess these are all fake when he tweeted 1488 four different times. And what was that again, Jack? What did you say? Ben Shapiro's largely right?
Questions about, you know, whatever meme they just saw on 4chan or something.
I want to hear it again.
And Ben gives this speech, sort of just throwing it back on them, saying, you're all still the alt-right. You know, nothing has really changed. You're just changing your tactics. You're still the same people. But then he threw the new right in with all of that.
He threw my brand in.
And he said, and some of these people call themselves the new right, and they're really just the alt-right who are trying to pretend that they're not. And that's what I specifically pushed back. I don't disagree with Ben on largely on everything else
he
was
saying.
He
doesn't disagree.
But that specific use of the new right label.
He doesn't disagree that we are alt-right, and we're lying about it, because I was at Charlottesville. Okay, Jack 1488 Posobiec. Jack, here's my friend Richard Spencer Posobiec. Jack, texting Richard Spencer about Harold Covington Posobiec. This is who these people are. Think about that. You know, really, really meditate on that. What kind of a person does this? What kind of moral character do you have to possess, or lack thereof do you have to possess to just do these bald-faced lies like this, and also to smear me? You know, it's one thing to save your own skin and lie. You know, you could say this is Photoshop because you want to protect yourself. I get that. But to throw me under the bus, I'm half your age. I'm fighting for, you know, my people. I'm fighting for Catholicism. And he's going to throw me under the bus, save his own ass with blatant lies like this, as if this doesn't exist, as if this doesn't happen, like we're not going to find it. What kind of a pathetic weasel do you have to be? What kind of a disgusting, spineless, shameful, pathetic weasel do you have to be? I hope he goes to confession for this. J-Sui alt-right, he says. Oh, no, he says, oh, the alt-right is cancer. I've always been a conservative Republican. Yeah, okay, bro. Scum. These people are scum. All right, let's see. It looks like Kirk might be out soon. Here we go. Here we go, folks.
Okay, he's taller than I expected.
He's a big guy.
I thought he'd be really short, and he's taller than me.
Hey, Charlie, if I ripped off that Israel flag pin, would you die? It would be extremely painful. You're a pretty tall guy. For you. Shits his diaper. All right, let's see. Redemption moment.
I am 5'11".
Did they chant Israel? That's very cool.
Yeah, I thought he'd be short. I thought he'd be like 5'6".
Typical.
I was hoping I could get a photo of myself.
He's going up the elevator.
He's going up the elevator?
Okay.
So
I guess he's going inside and up an elevator. Still no Chuck. Vincent says, Posobiec used to hang out with me and Baked in 2016, says Vince James. Yeah, the guy everybody knows. Everybody knows where he's been. Everybody knows where he came from. And everybody knows exactly how he got out of it. You know, why do you think he's able to live all that down? We all know why. Where did he honeymoon? It's just so obvious. It's so blatant. It's so transparent. Exactly right, Vince. Hung out with you, Baked. And he also said some things that even we don't like, that are too radical for us. And then we all know where he went on the honeymoon, and all was forgiven. Yeah, it's really funny how that works. You're hiding it. They're really secretive about this. It's completely unambiguous what's happening. Somebody says, switch YouTube stream to quality 720. Dude, is there higher quality? Okay, I guess there is. I assume that was just the quality that was coming in. Nick would rape anyone in the debate. Yep, it's true, because I don't answer to anybody. I don't have any donors, so. I don't have to worry about, if I say the wrong thing, my check will get pulled. I'll get ruined. They already tried to ruin me. It's like Kanye says, ain't no one can ruin me. I'm iced up in my Louis V, right? He says in Hurricane, right? Off of Yandy. I don't have any Louis V. I don't have any Louis Vuitton. But I'm iced up, all right? I'm iced up in my Macy's sweatshirt, Calvin Klein Macy's sweatshirt, and nobody can ruin me. All right, okay. This guy is so inconsiderate. He's got people waiting for almost 2 hours.
He's doing lines.
party goes as I'm iced out in Kohl's head to tippy toe, baby. Yeah, yeah. Kohl's check? Can I get a Kohl's check in chat? Old Navy mode. Well, and somebody saying that Michael Malice's video is getting ratioed. Look, I mean, yeah, sorry, we don't have billionaires bankrolling us. I'm not going to name any names, but I don't have any billionaires in my pocket funding my lifestyle. I do a show, and I do my show at such a high level, I'm so good at it, that without any backing, without even good technology or a producer or an assistant, I'm able to make a good living off of it. I don't have any donors, you know, so we don't have money, we don't have infrastructure, institutional backing, but we are going to make it very painful, and we're going to expose as much as we can. But looks like we got Charlie Kirk here. Looks like a groypening is about to commence. Welcome to the Lone Star State, he says. Very quiet. Audio's too quiet. But it's loud as it goes.
Okay, yeah. My name's Charlie Kirk. I'm a factor here called Turning Point USA and an American Accessible Enterprise. I'm here to have a spirited conversation.
I think I will be
more. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here, says. This audio is kind of unacceptable. I have to deal with it. Here we go, here we go. Yo! Yo! Groyper check!
You have to read off the phone. It kind of defeats the purpose. All right, step on up. What's your name?
AJ.
Nice to meet you, AJ. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
What year is
this going to be here? Junior. Good. So listen, recently you addressed some concerns about restricting immigration,
yes, sir,
by saying that people who suggest that route are just being cynical. Now,
no, I said I'm not as cynical as certain individuals,
okay,
but I am
sure.
Skeptical.
Sure, okay. Skeptical, not cynical.
So,
more cynical than you are.
Do you support the RAISE Act?
I don't think that's enough, frankly.
Okay, then we can have that conversation.
I think you're dropping the bucket. My thing that I want to bring to you is, you know, the fact that, you know, Home Depot, one of the largest donors, is Bernie Marcus, and, you know,
he's also a big supporter of the president. Are you a supporter of the president?
I think
can y'all back up a little?
Are you a Trump supporter?
I am.
Oh, okay. So we have commonality of support with
Trump. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people who support the president also support him.
Well, you know,
yes, actually. No, it's actually a...
These people have the best of interest, including you one, Dick Mueller. He was actually quoted as, and I think this speaks to really the mentality of a lot of these people, that H-1B visas, this is a pro-public product, he said that H-1B visas are good for you one and good for the overall economy. I don't disagree with that, and I think that lies there.
Look at this.
It's hard to hear.
They're saying turn up audio. There's nothing I could do about that. This is the audio that we have. It's all the way up.
It's actually hard to hear him. Do they have a microphone?
Stream any better, I wonder.
The New York Times, the Washington Post basically agree with this.
Democrats and that mass immigration contributed to Virginia turning deep blue. So I'm looking at what piece of legislation has been introduced to Congress that will cut the amount of...
Upside down? Seriously? What's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Is that piece of legislation? And I do think this, that there are qualified individuals that should be allowed entry into the United States.
Are they not qualified individuals?
Right. So that's why I think graduates should be given to American graduates and American workers, which is exactly why that's why my position is very clear. And guess what? And I said this 2 nights ago. I spoke sloppily about the issue. I informed myself further, and I realized that as I critique this college cartel that prints out degrees and gets kids into debt, hold on a second. Why don't we put the kids, our own American kids that we've invested in, that grew up in our country, that should be the preference of our immigration system. I think we agree on that, right?
Yeah, I think you're a little too early, but I appreciate
the information.
Right. Do you think, like you said, the other guy said, is the change in order?
I can't hear him at all.
I would like to see that same process going to go to the
Yeah, I see people saying right-wingism. Yeah, I see it, you fucking retard. I can't pull it up. I just looked it up on Instagram. I can't get it. Fucking dumb piece of shit. Tell me, oh, right-wingism. I just looked that up. It's not on there. They don't have a stream up. They don't have a stream up on their channel. Or if there is, I can't get it on desktop.
Because there's an agreement for cheap labor in both parties for different reasons. Right, and so I guess who's against the raising of the chamber of
commerce? Oh, the stream is fixed, they say? Okay. We'll try this one then.
Guess who's against the raising of the chamber of commerce? That's who's against the raising. But also the left is against the raising. For much more simple, left economics. And so I believe, and anyone studying engineering here, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever why someone who's being educated overseas that is also paying for the degrees, we have those people graduating from like
I think where you start to differentiate is that you talk about the RAISE Act as if, you know, this is our shining star. It may be the only piece of legislation we have.
This one is worse, people are saying. All right. This guy is doing very well, but can't. The good thing is somebody is recording this. The people that are doing this stream are recording it with the better microphone. So hopefully we get a replay that's better.
Thank you very much. So let's go from right to left. Anyone
there it is. There it is.
Anyone?
Right to left. Eat shit, dude. No, nobody from the left wants to challenge you. It's all groypers.
What is that? Huh? Well, that's very interesting.
He's got the Epstein shirt. Groyper check. You're still surrounded, bitch. You call us white supremacists. Yeah, good morning, bitch. Good afternoon. Oh, I can't hear this one at all. Is that a Cookie Monster backpack, though? She hitting with that Cookie Monster backpack? Or is that a guy? What are we doing? I guess that's a guy. Dude, this sucks. This stream sucks. Yeah, for future reference, don't shake his hand. Don't shake his hand. We don't like it. That guy did really well, but there's just a small thing. These guys aren't rowdy enough. I told them to be rowdy. Go with the identify Yevropa shit. Touchdown. Touchdown.
My mother's
cringe.
My mother came legally, my father came legally. And of course I disavow. But
just disavows. Okay, based illegal, based illegal, based anchor baby.
My question would be, is that you do support, I would say, legal immigration. And so my question is, we're here in college, and all these kids, they want to have jobs, they'll come out with $100,000 in debt. But, you talk about having high-skilled immigrants that are taking their jobs. So why do you support, certain programs instead of saying, hey, let's shut down all immigration? Standing flow and so 60.
I think that's a legitimate concern.
He says, let's shut down all immigration. Yeah, based.
And why, as you mentioned,
we got some drip going on. This guy's dripping. This guy over here in the hat. Yo, drip check. Chad check over here. Chad Groiper. This guy's dripping too, frankly. The based illegal.
My concern with that is I want more people like you in our country.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be here if we had a total moratorium on immigration.
I understand, but I believe that I am not, I would say I'm not, you're not going to find a lot of people like me. I wear this hat, I wear Make America Great Again hat, and a lot of people who look like me, who come from the same background, will call me names. So the thing is, I'm,
So let's find agreement. English is the official language of the United States. Can you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's letting Charlie reframe.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But that's okay. He did some damage.
Yeah. Stable green cards. Build the wall as small as you can.
Yeah.
Build the wall.
Deport
illegal, sorry. Is that like
yeah, no, no, your, that's not here.
Your dad?
No, he's leaving now.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait. Okay. So, NBC lottery, entry, migration.
It's okay. Too high agreeability. We need more low agreeability people.
You bring in, lower the refugee requirements coming in, and would also reform a lot of the visa systems. But look, I'm open-minded to people that want to put American graduates first, especially ones that have been poured through into our system. And I will say this. There are a lot of U.S.
They do we agree trick. Yeah, exactly.
Will not have these conversations, and that will not admit when they were incorrect about the
Cox Kirk is deflecting.
So,
yes.
Right?
Heckle him. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to do it.
I want to end the endless wars overseas.
Party Goy says Basado and Rojo film.
We should end the permanent occupation force of the U.S. military trying to colonialize and imperialize the entire world. If I can be consistent on this, that's one of the biggest reasons I support the President of the United States. So we got disagreements with all sorts of individuals, and I think that both parties use the permanent defense, the permanent occupation force, unfortunately, overseas, as a reason to grow government and to spend money that we don't have. We have $22 trillion in debt, yet we have $5 billion going to Afghanistan and just basic aid when we can't educate our own students and our own citizens.
So you're telling me that, you want to end...
No, the right-wingism still is not working for me. I just tried it again.
Let me guess where this question is going. You're asked about Israel.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice idiot. That was great. That was a great moment.
Why do you disavow and call people like me, who are American patriots, evil? Why are you not willing to defend their point?
Yes! Based illegal, my based brother. Miramano.
Not a part of
them! Yeah!
No one likes them!
Where's Europe? There was somebody last night that at our event that literally said they
said that was one person!
This guy's killing it, dude! This guy's doing great!
He doesn't!
Patrick Casey, who is the leader of the American Identity Movement.
Well, it's ironic. That doesn't exist anymore.
I don't think.
Based Murdoch Chan.
And people tend to have the same views that we need to, build a wall. We need to have certain, America. We need to put America first.
This is Comeback City. Comeback City is real.
No matter if they may have. I don't care. I disavow personally, and I believe that they have a right to speak like anybody else. I don't think we should. There's no guilt by association.
No guilt by association.
Yes! Yes!
You don't have to have conversations with all sorts of people. And so, but my bigger question, though, is. Why is it that Identity Europa neo-Nazi organizations, they keep on showing up to our events and our
workshops?
They have never done that.
I don't know anything about that.
So we both agree that we disavow. So thank you for your question.
All right, thank you. Nice to meet you.
So, other...
Yeah, look at this. Yeah. Get a little word from the advisor, sure. That was great. That was incredible. Great question. Okay, here we go. Louder. We need louder. I can't hear him at all. I can't hear this guy even a little bit.
So look, do you mean that immigrants, or there's a difference between
I can't hear one word he said.
Right?
I think it might be like
no, they're not. People who border jump and line cut into our country are not immigrants.
Amen.
Sounds like this guy was a leftist, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
It's a crime to come into the country, going to your local embassy, not committing crimes, and then entering into America.
This guy's our guy. Mm-hmm. This guy's a Groiper, by the way. This Chad, Afro-Latino.
A disrespect to our laws and a disrespect to our sovereignty. So conflating immigration and border jumping is incorrect and should not be put together. My position is that the current amount of green cards that we are issuing
if I get closer, I'll
is
get
unsustainable.
Kicked out.
Less visas make it more expensive, end chain migration, end the visa lottery, make English the official language in the United States, build the wall, defund sanctuary cities, let ICE do their job, and deport the criminal aliens that are in our country today. Either we are a nation of laws or we're not. And the rest of the world is laughing at us by how lackadaisical we are in our immigration policy. Now,
this guy's a leftist, so it doesn't even matter. He's just stalling now.
Here that want to put a complete total moratorium on immigration. My position is RAISE Act is what needs to happen immediately. The RAISE Act would make around 500,000 visas, about 1.1 million visas currently right now. It is unsustainable right now. Unsustainable.
Stalling?
We have chain migration.
Stalling.
We have visa lottery. We have refugee resettlement. And
what
right
is that
now,
from?
We do not even have.
You know what I'm talking about.
Coming into our country that.
Sounds like Disney show or something.
It's not the most qualified people in any country. So, for example, New Zealand or Australia or a lot of other countries in the Western world have reformed their immigration system. 100%. Yes. And I also think that.
The SpongeBob movie. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep. I'm so surprised somebody caught that. It's the princess. What's her name? King Neptune's daughter. Stalling? Stalling.
They can't read.
He's like, enough of this foolishness. Something like that. So good. I fucking love that movie.
Sure. We love the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Mindy. Yeah, Princess Mindy. See that. Somebody's saying the quote, yeah. Ocean Man. Kino check on Ocean Man. We're going to play Ocean Man when we win this one.
Did the tragedy today change my opinion on the Second Amendment? Absolutely not.
Yo, can I get a ween check? Ween check on Ocean Man?
That is not an excuse to take our rights away. In fact, that
is... Take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand.
Something bad happens. So that's a reason to take away free speech rights. No. That's when we need to dig in further. It's not an insult to the truth. We're not in no way diminishing the victim. I mean, very perfectly clear.
All right. Let's stop stalling, please. Can we stop stalling?
When something bad happens. I own firearms. Anyone else here own firearms?
Yeah.
You're done.
I brought one with me.
Based, yo, based femoy be like, I'm about to, she goes, I'm kidding, she goes, I brought one with me, hey Charlie, want to hear another question, hey Charlie, how about another question, I think we've had enough of your questions,
here's the problem, all of a sudden,
Betty, call the police, what do you get,
red flag laws, veterans all of a sudden, that might be misdiagnosed, can't get weapons. All of a
you get what you fucking deserve.
Nope,
disavow. It's a joke. After the Shapiro thing yesterday, disavow. Just a joke. Just a funny joke, everybody. She said it, not me.
We need to ask ourselves.
Betty, call the police.
Sacrifice our freedom and liberty for an illusion of comfort and security that will never, ever happen.
You cannot ban evil.
Who is this? Who is this? Yeah, can we get an ID on this one? Let's get an ID check on that one.
If anyone disagrees with this, I'm happy to talk to you guys, by the way.
Man, girl.
I think we've had enough of your questions.
So, in the event of a. What's your name, by the way? Nice to meet you.
So, I was just curious when I say that. So, it's kind of your logic that.
It's freezing.
It is very cold. So, you could say that the event of, like, people have a history
of. I can't hear this guy at all either.
So, what?
Louder. We need it to be louder.
So some of those laws are already on the books, but I believe that individuals can be reformed. But I also am very hesitant and in fact insistent that there is an agenda. Let me preface this. There is an agenda by people on the radical left and the soft right, by the way, to take our guns away.
There's another left-wing gun control question, I think. Nice, nice.
A lot of people right now
heckle check
in those kind of pieces of legislation. And I'll tell you right now.
Dude, you're surrounded. We have you surrounded, Krabs. It's just like that episode of SpongeBob.
Especially when it comes to these sort of big questions. So let's ask the question. What's really going on with gun violence in this country? Is it a problem of AR-15s or gun ownership? Or is it a deeper cultural problem? Deeper cultural problem of isolation, of fatherless homes.
Give me the secret formula or I'll destroy the Krusty Krab! Ah, you and what army, bug? What army? What army? Look around you, Krabs! You planted grass? Grass?
That's us. That's us today.
Hey, Nick.
Hey. Yeah, to the blank to laugh. Groiper check, yo. Groiper's everywhere. He's stalling again, though. He's stalling. Grass! Grass!
The Second Amendment is the amendment that protects all the other amendments. By the way, for our young ladies out there, you guys should be so pro-gun because it is the great and total equalizer.
Yeah, we are pro-gun, bitch.
He stole my life.
I went to college! Super historian, yeah. I went to college. Yeah. Plankton check? Yo, can I get a plankton check in the chat?
Sorry, guys, I got a lot of stuff on.
He's getting a communique. Couple more! He took like a few! He's been here for like a half hour. Okay, get this guy out of the way. It's an Israel aid question.
So we can compel Israel to buy U.S. military equipment with just foreign aid. Why can we not compel them to sign a new deal?
That's an interesting
point. Based. I didn't hear the whole question, but it was about foreign aid. Yeah, you're not happy. Look at this face. Look at this spurgy face. Let's get this Groiper up. Let's get this big man up. We need him in there. Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but if we could get this guy... Holy shit. Not exactly optical. The mutton chops? Yeah, not exactly an optical look. Sorry. Hello, Poll Meetup Department?
So, why does it remain the official
policy of the United States? I think they should. Next time you go, let's talk about it.
Anyone from the left or the center? Or...
Let's get this big. Let's get this big hoss up there. No, don't get this pussy up.
You don't have to read your question.
We want the big man.
Confirmed Groiper.
Confirmed Groiper, she says. Based?
I think we should add foreign aid to every country that burns the American flag. In fact, I'm reminded to ending all foreign aid until we balance our budget. But the
total cop out.
Foreign aid to Israel, I think, is unwarranted and upset. And I believe that when a country is $22 trillion in debt, we should vastly reevaluate any of the foreign aid that we give out altogether. And so, especially to countries that burn our flag and hate our government.
How about just to Israel, though? Yeah, he's not happy, man. Look at him. He's pissed. He's fuming. Seething. He seethes.
Yeah.
It's a question about gun control. Seriously?
So the context of well-regulated militia back in the time was that every individual under the age of 18 to 34 was considered...
Give me the secret formula or I'll destroy the Krusty Krab!
You and what army, Bug? What army? What army? Look around you, crabs! You planted grass? Grass?
Like, let me ask you a question. Do you think the First Amendment should only apply to quill and paper? No. So the Constitution was not written for the times. It was written to stand the test of time. So the Second Amendment wasn't just for muskets. It was for free people to be able to defend themselves.
Let's get a Kino check in chat. Kino moment.
To man. Before throwing him out of a plane.
At least you can talk. Who are you?
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
Ready for check?
Yo! Woo! Perfect, right on time, too. What matters is our plan. Groiper check! Yo! This is about to be epic. He's gonna go off.
Wake up, I can't hear you. I will.
Hey, Ben. Sorry, go ahead. Well, actually, this might have to be the last question. I think I'm getting last questions. So go ahead.
Incredible.
I never barred from entering an event.
You know, if you zoom in, it doesn't make it louder.
And it wasn't even my event. So.
First of all, you went to beat him. Now you're, then you say you don't know him.
I've never called him a Nazi, but, you know, it's really interesting, because I do want to ask a question for all you guys that support Nick. And so,
he's talking about you, Nick.
You think he's like a legit Trump supporter?
Yeah. Yeah. I campaigned for Trump.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. And you tweeted that Trump was disgusting and that we should vote for Cruz and Rubio to save America.
Been a Trump supporter.
Yes! 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 Okay.
Wait, let's play the tape. Let's see what Nick actually said about Trump when it mattered. Let's see what Nick actually said.
During the election?
Dude, your tweets! Your own tweets!
Wow! Here we go.
You said vote for Cruz.
They've
and
got
Rubio.
A clip! Wow! This was their plan! This is incredible. Let's watch. Let's watch and see, though.
Yeah, you only supported him after he won, and there is donors behind you.
Wow. Yeah, eat shit, Charlie.
You didn't support Trump when it was hard.
That's right. Technical difficulties, it looks like.
America
yes!
America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first! America first!
Yeah, try and get your television to work, big guy.
Yo, Benny, Benny, get over here.
Let's see. Let's see what clip they play, but I want to see. Oh, they're having technical difficulties?
Was like right in front of me. Wasn't he just beautiful in person? He knew he was gonna get caught.
Look at him, he's so smug, he's so pleased with himself.
Dude, Boomer Tech over here, come on.
Charlie Kirk, like your shirt.
He had to go to the bathroom to practice his smile.
He's done, he's killed, yeah. You're done, you're cooked, bro. You lost. All right, let's see, let's see. Let's see what the clip says. Who's got the clip? Oh, wow, from high school. From high school. From high school. Yeah, I was literally in high school.
King.
They've got to play a clip from when I was 17 years old. In November 2015.
He's an opportunist, you said?
Yeah.
He called Trump an opportunist. You're the opportunist. You held down the Trump
train. Hey, nobody want to listen to the truth. It's fine.
Hey, quiet.
God bless America!
America first!
They have nothing. They have nothing. They have to pull up an old show from November 2015 when I was in high school when I said Trump is unserious.
Yeah, that's a good thing. He's saying that's a good thing, bro.
Wait till he calls him to get out of the way.
It's okay.
Why should we trust something that's out of context?
That's incredible. That is incredible. Wow, incredible. Incredible. How pathetic. How pathetic is this? Do you see the desperation? They thought this was, like, clever. How desperate. How pathetic is this?
You called him disgusting.
They have a little multimedia ambush from when I was in high school. What a joke.
No one can even hear what he's saying.
I think he's dead because nobody's quiet.
All right, guys, give us a chance. All right, let's listen. Dude, it's irrelevant. We already heard
What a disaster. You're such a joke, Charlie Kirk. You're such a fucking joke, bro. We're destroying
these people. Hey, let me debate him.
Look at how desperate. They had to find an old clip from my show. Look at how they had it all prepared. They brought out a TV. See how coordinated that was? Yo, come over here. Get the TV set up. Get the TV. We're going to get a Nick question. You think he's a Trump supporter? Oh, wow. Look at this. What a pathetic weasel. These people are the lowest people in the world. The secret weapon. Yeah, the secret weapon. But wait. They're going to come
it's
2 hours
really quiet.
Late.
Do you have a microphone?
They're going to answer questions for 20 minutes, and then they're going to pull this shit. Incredible. I got a tweet about this. This is so good.
Pull up your old tweet, dude.
Donald
Trump for Donald Trump's an opportunity.
This guy is
awesome, awesome, awesome! Can we get a theme check? Yeah, get off the campus, Minder. America first! 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 chant continues. I want to see that one more time. I want to see that.
Coward!
So good. Coward. Yeah, get out of here. Chant it right out. Decisive victory!
America first. America first.
We snatched victory from the jaws of defeat! They thought they had us! That's the best you have? A hidden television? A clip from November 2015? You think you can beat me? You can't beat me! You can't beat the Groypers! We're not going anywhere, Charlie! So good, so good. What a Keno moment. Get out of here, coward! Coward!
Coward!
The fire rises. The smile and optimism gone! You thought that was gonna work? This doesn't end. We'll see you on December 19th in Florida, bitch! Incredible, incredible display tonight. Or this afternoon.
What the fuck?
Do you feel it?
Get the fuck off of campus!
Grass! Grass! Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect. What a perfect end. What a perfect end. Oh, you mind telling me what's so funny? You wouldn't get it. Oh, that's so good. Let's get a little That's Life. Can we get a little That's Life check? I gotta pull up my like songs. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's life. Too good. That's life. That's life.
That's what all the people say.
You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I say that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if you didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life, and I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My. Keno. Keno check. Can we get a Keno moment in chat? What a victory. What a tremendous victory. This was the high note we needed to go out on. Perfect. Couldn't have gone better if we scripted it. 4 weeks. Four weeks of uninterrupted victory. Humiliation after humiliation. Charlie Kirk defeated last night, the big opportunity. We blow it. Come back in the afternoon. He tried to run for hours. The rain, the tech issues. And yet we prevailed. Chased him out. I hope he enjoyed. I hope he enjoyed his last conference. But that was some good stuff. Let's see. People are saying this stream is going on. Let's see what's going on here. I don't know, maybe it ended. Let's take a look. Yeah, does Charlie want total war?
Wait, that he will not debate. Why? Because Charlie Kirk, what he has is control speed.
Bruh. Pause moment. Periscope is broken moment. Oh, I guess the stream ended. Wow. Well, there you have it. That's our show. That's our show. That was America First. Wow. What a great day. Let's get a little Ocean Man to play us out. Get a little Ocean Man check. Let's send it off with some more Keno, and then we'll call it a stream, I think.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand.
We did it, folks. We won. Now, that's not to say the Groiper Wars are over. Groiper Wars are only beginning. And actually, the first phase isn't even over. We've got more events with Young America's Foundation for the next couple of weeks. And we've got the Student Action Summit on December 19th, a Turning Point event. And we'll be there. We'll be in Florida. All the Groiper generals are planning an event of our own. And we'll have more details for you probably after Thanksgiving or maybe next week. But we're not going anywhere. We still have one more big operation planned before we send off the year. And we're going to end it with a bang. There's going to be some other things revealed. And then we'll be back in 2020. CPAC, perhaps a college tour of our own. Lots of things to look forward to. It's just getting started. Understand, this phase of the Groiper War is coming to an end. You know, the Turning Point Culture War Tour has ended and we dominated it. But we have one more big event and that ends phase one. This is the beginning. We've got the 2020 election. We've got CPAC, a tour of our own. And then onwards and upwards. But I think we've made it. We found out how to defeat these people. We found an ideology. We found tactics. The show rises. America First is rising. As they say, Groipers are truly your friend. Zoomers out there, e-celebrities, pundits, making a big mistake by underestimating us. Might happen to you next. You might get Groiped next. Got to think about that. And you know that these people won't try anything in public for the next 2 years because they know that we'll show up. And just think about last night. Even as badly as last night went, in my opinion, we showed up the next day. The next afternoon, we had another Groiper army. Call us whatever you want. White supremacist, Holocaust denier, anti-Semites. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you on December 19th. But that's going to do it for us on this stream. Hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for being on. Well, I guess we could let it play out. We'll play it one more time as I outro this stream. So thanks for watching. Thanks for the lemons. Thanks to every Groiper that's been a part of this. People that have been memeing. People have been asking the questions. People showing up to these things. I'm so proud of every one of you. I love every one of you. I love the people that make up this movement. You guys are great. High energy, funny, smart. Look at these questions. Nobody else could do anything like this. It's a team. We're a team. It's not about me. It's a team. It's about America First. It's about the memes. It's about being funny, right? So good job to everybody. Thanks for everything. Congratulations. We killed it. We won this Groyper War, and we only have the cherry to put on top in the next month. So thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks for the lemons. I hope you enjoyed the stream. I hope you had a good time. I really do. And we will see you tonight, as always, on America First at 7 o'clock. That's when the stream will start. 7:30 is probably when I'll go live, Central Time. So we'll see you tonight. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day.